Essen and Freddy.
Oh, God.
Thank you to all the interns who are here. It's wonderful to see you all. And thank you, Morgan, for coming. Okay. Once you're ready, sure.
I'm confused.
For the snow.
Also, I hit record because I'm impatient. It's not here.
I might have sent it to the
Colorado. Oh, did you send it to my policy analyst?
Wait, let me see. Maybe refresh it one more time. I might have. Because, like, my internet's not working very well.
I was driving like 10 miles an hour on Virginia Street going north.
Towards oh my gosh, yeah, the internet is
just. Oh, did it just not send, maybe?
It was like winter break, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I don't I think have we have to sign.
You guys don't
have to
sign.
We don't have to
sign. Oh, sorry.
Oh, got it.
That was
you did?
I got
okay.
it.
It snowed like.
Sorry.
Just inches the day before, and there was like okay. that much ice just on the ground added down.
Okay. I call this meeting to order. At 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, September 11th, 2018, in the Mathewson IGT Knowledge Center in room 426. I'd like to take just a moment to, like, take a moment of silence for this day today, September 11th. Thanks, everyone. Okay, moving into roll call.
Okay. Director World.
Present.
Assistant Director Commandery.
Present.
Project Director Wolfram.
Present.
Policy Analyst Del Turco.
Present.
Policy Director Kailas.
Kailas. Present.
Project Coordinator Manfredi. Present.
Thank you. Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Yes?
Yeah. So, like I said, my name is Morgan Mora. I'm the social work intern with the Center for Student Engagement. I'm also a minor in ethnic studies. My supervisor, Gabby Ortiz Flores, she just wanted me to come here to tell you guys about some of the projects that I'm working on this semester. The biggest of those will be All the People program, which encourages people from historically underrepresented populations to run for student government positions. So, yeah, I'll be working on those. And I also reached out to some of you to be meeting with them the next week.
You can smell the democracy.
Thank you. Is there any more public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving into agenda item 4, approval of minutes. There are no minutes to approve at this time. Moving into agenda item 5, report of the Director of Legislative Affairs. So I just wanted to...
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to take... So I'm going to go through the other reports. I'm not going to go through my report until everyone else has done theirs. I just wanted to tell everyone before we go into them to try to keep it short because we're going to spend the majority of the meeting going over all of our projects and policy that we need to talk about and get sorted out tonight. So, with that said, we'll move into agenda item 6, report of the Assistant Director of Legislative Affairs.
So just keeping it short. Got the interns, they're all here for the most part. We do have one more coming. We're just figuring out some things on our end, but there will be 6 of them. So right now it's just kind of like an intro week, but next week's gonna be like our first main official week, and I'm gonna be trying to plan a social, so look out for the doodle pool coming from me so that we can plan a time when we can all meet together to get to know each other better. And we're going to be holding intern meetings for just the interns once a week, but you are all welcome to come to those if that's something you wish to come to. So yeah, just so you know, those are the main things.
Thank you. Okay, moving into agenda item 7, report of the department officers. Policy Director Kalis.
Marissa, do you want to take the first half of the document first, I guess?
Yeah.
Do I have to state my...
It's your report, Joko, so if you don't have any report at the moment...
Can we switch order?
Yeah.
Because we're sharing a report. Yeah.
Okay, we'll move back into that agenda item. Okay, moving into report of Policy Analyst Del Turco.
Okay, so we talked and we were trying to get together, all the different things that we're doing regarding, looking at all the policies and making sure we're not, missing anything and, I'm just going to start at the top. Okay, so I checked the county commissioner agenda, which we're going to be doing every 2 weeks to make sure that we're up to date on that. I didn't see anything for tomorrow that pertained to us necessarily, so, we're fine this week. And then, again, we talked about, how we're going to, look at those every week or every 2 weeks for those meetings. And then the legislative tracker, we'll be looking at the govtrack.us, the BDRs, all the agendas, making sure, again, that we're not really, missing anything. Mm-hmm. We also went over the course that we're thinking about doing on web campus. So we would like to... We just kind of brainstormed on that, but we essentially wanted to make a place for, people to submit comments so that it's easy for them to tell us what they want us to be doing with policy, and so they know where to go, and they're not, it's just, an easy, there it is. If you have a problem with something, let us know, and you can immediately do it. So it's not, and we're trying to find a way that people will, actually be interested in clicking on it, and just so it's easy to use. And then we also were thinking about, if there was a certain, policy that we were lobbying, that also on that course there would be, a spot for, the chance for, again, for, public comment on, what the students think of that before we move on with anything.
Or a survey.
Yeah. And then, or surveys to do that, which is, also we want to do a survey to see if the course would be something that students would use or if that's the most, vital time mm-hmm. that we could be doing things. So we wanted to really utilize surveys just so that we know what's students are more likely to look at and what they're not more likely to look at and what they want us to be doing and what they don't see us doing. Mm-hmm. And again with certain policies, we wanted to definitely utilize that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On surveys, I might have missed this, but do you guys have a plan for how the survey would work?
We're still getting everything together. We're going to spend the next few weeks taking a look at what the modules will actually look like. But essentially, you know how we hold elections for the student body partially using web campus for those mm-hmm. who want to go online? Basically, it would be a similar sort of format where you can take a look at the policies that we're doing and last questions. Do you like this? What do you think we could do differently, et cetera?
Okay, so it would be electronic survey? Sent out through email or
On web campus, but we would be spreading around campus the fact that the survey was on web campus.
Okay.
Just like we do for the elections.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Is that it?
Yeah, that's okay. My end.
Okay. Do you want me to move back in?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So on my end, Marissa takes Washoe County Commission meetings. I take Reno City Council meetings.
Okay.
There was nothing in this upcoming meeting that I think was of interest to the university. I'll let everyone know if that changes. Moving on. So with respect to the ballot initiatives form that you were holding, you sent an email
mm-hmm.
Saying that you wanted Marissa and I to talk about that. So Marissa is going to be taking ballot initiatives 1, 2, and 3. Which are Marcy's Law, the Pink Tax, and NBMG, whether or not they should hold their monopoly. And then I'm taking questions 4, 5, and 6. That's medical equipment, automatic voter registration,
yeah.
And
okay.
Renewable energy. And then, yeah.
Okay. Give me one sec, Mike.
We wanted to know, is the date tentative on that? Like, we haven't figured out when that's
going to
be.
The ballot initiative forum?
Yeah.
Tabling? Yeah, tentative, because Projects
yeah.
Director Wolfram is, getting it all
cool.
set up. I forget what tasks I gave you, so I'm trying to load my email. It's not loading right now, so.
Yeah, we covered everything from the email earlier at the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Projects Director Wolfram?
Okay. I'll start with the candidate forum this week coming out. So you guys knew we had that sheriff's candidate forum that was coming out. It was supposed to be the 13th. Then we decided to move it to the 18th because one candidate pulled out. Now we're having a lot more conflicts in terms of scheduling that because the room we want to use isn't available that night. So Katie and I kind of took a step back and decided instead of trying to do a bunch of candidate forums and getting them all from state to local elections, we're kind of targeting 4 major ones. So if you guys have any preferences or ideas or contacts as far as which ones we should pursue, we believe that the sheriff's one is still going to be one of them and it's still going to be the first one. But we're kind of working out the logistics of when a good time to reschedule that would be and kind of everything else that'll go into that. We're still a good part of that. There are a lot of good parts to that, actually, as far as we'll have more time to make it a more quality event, market it better. And also, like I said, I wanted to have people from Greek Life talk, and with Rush and recruitment, that wasn't really possible this week, but now it is. So be looking for that. I'll kind of be delegating more stuff as far as that. Mostly what I still need is finding people to speak on the panel. And kind of themes that the panels are going to be speaking under, I think would be a good thing to have too. Moving on, the second big event or project we have coming up is National Voter Registration Day, obviously. It's going very well. We have pretty much everything reserved as far as SCAB forms and all the logistics stuff. We'll probably be kind of delegating who needs to be where and when that day soon. So be looking out for that. Other than that, you guys should be excited because it's going to be a really cool event and we have a lot of fun stuff planned.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly was kind of what Joko and Marissa were just talking about, which is the ballot initiatives forum. And I was kind of planning that being the last week of September, but now with us rescheduling the candidate forum, we might have to move those around. I don't know what you want to have first, Katie. I don't think it really matters personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one would be a lot easier to coordinate. I believe it was Joko and Marissa who had the contacts for the different ballot initiatives last meeting. Is that right?
It was Olivia and Joko.
Olivia and Joko.
If you
okay,
want
sorry.
Right now, we can have a discussion in your report about the ballot initiative forums and when people will think there's a good date.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay.
So, essentially how I imagined it was we would rent out the first floor rotunda of the KC, and we would get different groups, both for and against, and then maybe some kind of third-party attraction groups. We've had Patagonia reach out to us, and that would kind of just be a cool booth to have, so kids walking by might kind of see that and stop in. And essentially, they're just going to be giving out information on what the ballot initiative, the 6 questions are, and why they think you should vote yes or no on them. Also, on top of that, I think it would be cool to have it in the middle of the day from about 11 to 3, 11 to 4. So there would be a lot of foot traffic moving through the library, and kind of kids, when they have breaks in between their classes and they're walking by, back from Starbucks or whatever, they can stop in and get information because I don't think it would have the same draw if we were going to do it at night, in an auditorium as the candidate forums. So what do you guys think of that?
Policy analyst Del Turco?
I agree. I like that idea because I think you can get more people in there, like you were saying.
And also, we can market that event, and people are going to be on campus anyways.
Another thing with that is it'll be really easy to, I guess, staff it, because the groups are going to be the ones that have the incentive to show up and give out this information. So I don't think it would take, you know, as much an effort as National Voter Registration Day is going to take as far as getting senators to volunteer and everything like that. I think our department on its own, for the most part, would be able to handle that, especially with how it works. Over those 4 hours, maybe we would find a day where all of our schedules are light. I know that that's not really the case. Like, everyone's kind of just conflicts, and that's okay. Like, you guys are taking classes. There's no downfall to that. But I think it would be a lot easier to delegate those hours.
Policy Director Kalis.
I do like that idea too, but just so we're aware, like, do more students take classes during the day than at night? Because that, like,
I'd assume so.
Yeah, like, if people are in classes, that might disadvantage those who aren't able to attend because, like, they're sitting in lecture.
Well, I just feel like a lot of students have, you know, like, 30, 45 minute, hour or so breaks in between their classes. So if we do it in a time frame of 11 to 3, 11 to 4, then a lot of students would, like, kind of be in the KC, like, I'm sure you've been in the KC those hours of the day, and there's tons of students walking to and from. So I don't think it'd be that big a deal. I think it would still be a big draw, and we would get a lot of foot traffic. And I understand that it may disadvantage some students, but at the same time, if we planned it as a night event, there are also, like, students who would have night classes and wouldn't be able to go to that. So it's kind of a few gives, few takes.
I'm sorry. Okay. I did not mean to sound
smart. Oh, no. I was just saying, that's, like, my idea for it. I understand where you're coming from. That makes
we have to use, like,
also.
This for a minute. Sorry. Is there any more discussion, Sandy? Did you want to say something?
Yes. Hi, for those of you I haven't met, I'm Sandy. I'm the director of ASUN and the Center for Student Engagement. So a few years ago, we were able to bring Dina Titus and Gibson when they were running for office and have them debate at Nightingale Hall. 2 years ago, three, it was a while back, two maybe, I don't know, help me out here. Legislative Affairs attempted to get Joe Heck and Catherine Cortez Mastos to debate here. Up until 2 weeks before the event, it was set, and then they got a better offer in Las Vegas and took the debate there. Mm-hmm. In the last 20 years of being in higher ed and working with student governments, I'm going to give you some advice. The reason you're having a hard time getting people to come onto campus and to debate, and you're going to have a hard time getting those that support ballot initiatives to come to an event, is that everybody's after as much publicity as they could get. Mm-hmm. My advice to you is reach out to the Nevada Independent or the Reno Gazette Journal and ask them if they would like to co-sponsor. Mm-hmm. Have an editor be the moderator, the facilitator. Then what happens is that these folks are assured, right, that the media is going to be present. Maybe have Maddie, as the editor of the Sage Rush, be part of the discussion panel. As far as when you should hold the event, flip a coin.
Yeah.
I mean, in reality, it really is. But, yeah, I would say try and get some support from media, TV station, somebody.
Okay.
Yeah,
even having it televised, I don't know how feasible that necessarily is, but that would be really cool. So definitely
support. What do y'all do now, like Facebook Live? I don't know.
Yeah. Even if a news outlet did that would
Twitch.
Be awesome.
That's a good idea.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's a good idea. You want to start doing that, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Reaching out to them?
I will start contacting them.
Okay. Do you have... is there any more discussion on, like, the ballot initiative event? Did we...
The last thing I was going to ask is... to have it, or if you had any preferences as far as what we should do first, because like Sandy said, it doesn't really matter. They're equally important, and there's really no drawbacks. I mean, schedules are going to be the same for everybody involved.
Okay. The next week, September, when you said the end of September, that week is, we have our student town hall, so I don't know if that's going to be a good week, and it's kind of it's kind of soon. So maybe October 4th.
Beginning of October.
That might be a candidate forum.
But we don't have anything set in stone for the fourth, right?
No, not as of now. Okay. So we could do October 4th. Okay. Thank you, Nick. We'll go over more of the other projects in my report. Projects coordinator Manfredi, do you have?
Yeah, so basically everything for the student town hall event is we are good to go. Don't need to attend SEAB, so that's all good there. We got the posters. They're all hanging up around campus.
You look awesome.
Thank you. Well, don't thank me. Thank you, Blot. I did not do that. And then they have a TV ad for us, too, so the week of, as it gets closer, they will put that on the TVs in the Joe and stuff, so that'll be really cool. And then they'll advertise on social media as well. And then, as far as that, again, the date for that is September 26th. That's a Wednesday, and it's at night from 6:30 to 7:30. And I hope all of you can come. And then I wrote up questions for the sheriff forum thing. And then this week I'm going to be, I looked up when clubs meet, so I'm going to try to, I'm starting to reach out to talk to them and market with them about coming in and talking about the student town hall to hopefully get their presence there as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. So, we'll go back to my report, agenda item 5. Where do I want to start? So, I have some just like announcements, reminders from the executive meeting. It's every Mondays at 5:30. So there's a University Leadership Alliance, and that is a bunch of student government leaders and then university administration. I think they had one last semester, but it's going to be September 25th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I have class during that day, so if anyone wants to go, I think it's going to be a really valuable experience. Yes.
Repeat the times for that event.
9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on September 25th. Oh, that's voter registration day.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, maybe someone could. We'll see how that goes. Okay, scratch that. So, next, okay. So now we're going to talk about the National Voter Registration Day and all the things that we need to do for that. So if everyone could pull up their Google Sheet tasks. And then I don't know if I put this on there, but I need a GivePulse event made for that. So if someone, I know Projects Director Wolfram is like overwhelmed. So if anyone would be able to take reaching out to Monique Normand, who sets up GivePulse events. Okay, thank you, Sheridan. Okay, so does anyone have any questions about how, about their tasks or where to find it for National Voter Registration Day? And does everyone have access to that Google Sheet?
Okay. Yeah. You already know my problem with my thing, so I'm just going to look up here.
Oh, okay.
I have to talk to them about my thing.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we're going to use that for the tasks for National Voter Registration Day, and I just want to mention, or I don't know, I think there's like a lot of, it's very overwhelming right now, there's a lot of projects that we have to do, and since we haven't had time to really prepare like over the summer, it's going to be really busy than normal during this month of September and October, because we have a shorter time frame to plan projects and do all the policy things that we're doing. So it's really,
important that everyone is taking agency in what they do and, like, and you know, like, following the deadlines. And if you can't do that, like, I totally understand, but just, like, letting me know that you didn't get it or something like that, because it's important. So hopefully we can be better at that through the month, and I don't want it to freak you out that it's overwhelming right now, because it's not going to be like that. We'll have more planning in the future. Policy Director Kalis.
So with respect to the ballot initiatives, like, coming on National Voter Registration Day, like, are they going to be here all day, and where are they going to be, like, for the circuits who do come?
Assistant Director Kalis.
Well, I don't know if we plan to, like, where they would be, but we just invite them to come for the whole time that we're having it, and then they can come.
It's planned for the Davidson Math and Science Plaza.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, so I don't know if... So, like, we have folders, and if not everyone is shared to, like, the projects, the policy folders in Google Drive, you should let me know, because that's where, like, a lot of the details... And, like, we have what's on the agenda document, and that was important for this week, and I don't know if anyone saw that, and maybe I messed up and forgot to put it in the email, but, yeah, like, all the things that are happening National Voter Registration Day, that's all in the Google Drive, what's on the agenda, the candidate forums, that's all in the Google Drive. So you can refer to that. And then there's also, like, how to do an event. I made a Google Doc, and you all should be shared to the department training. So that has all of the resources. And if you don't have anything, please let me know. But, yeah, that should be helpful in these projects that we're doing.
Who's carrying out this event, the National Voter Registration?
We're working with Gabby, kind of, and Nick and I, really.
Okay, so you'll know my special concern is residence hall students. I don't know if you're aware now, but they can actually use the Center for Student Engagement as their address.
We worked
it out with the Washoe County Voter Registrar's Office. In the past, students living in the residence halls couldn't register to vote unless they registered back in their home, which meant they had to rely on a ballot. But definitely touch base with Gabby on that. It's important.
Okay.
I have to get going.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Sorry.
Okay. And then, so we're also having somebody from Dean Heller's campaign and office came to my office the other day and said that they would help us on this day do voter registration, not in a partisan capacity, but under the Secretary of State, Secretary of State Barbara Sagafsky's office. So they're going to provide us with 20 staffers that day doing voter registration all throughout campus. And with also all of the organizations that I'm going to contact, that'll be, like, a lot of people out there doing voter registration. So we'll make sure that we talk to them about the residence hall and the address. But mostly our jobs that day won't be really voter registration, but, like, doing the activity booths that we have set up and... setting everything up. So, yes. So that's good for National Voter Registration Day. Project Director Wilson?
When do you want to go through and start delegating tasks out for that? I mean, it's not going to take that much setup. There's only, like, a few different locations on the map, but I think it would be a lot easier if we kind of group each other up instead of, like, you and me trying to take it all on, or we all...
Oh, yeah. So I have a list of senators and people from exec who volunteered to help us that day. So me and you can go, when it's closer to the event, go through and place people where they'll be. But as far as, like, tasks before... Is that what you mean, tasks before the event or during the
day? Like, kind of just set up, I guess.
Yeah, so set up we'll talk about closer to the event. But for the other tasks... As long as all of those are, like, done by the due date, it should be all good. And if anyone needs help, yeah, policy analyst.
I have a question more for Sheridan with this tree.
Yeah.
Do you know how early I have to ask them? Wait, like, the location wise?
I don't. I I mean, we did it pretty far out in advance, but
okay.
I think that just the sooner the better.
Did they tell you where you could plant it, or did you tell them where you wanted to?
No, they told us where.
Oh, okay.
They were like, here's a spot, but if you specifically request a spot, I'm sure you'd be fine too, but they originally, like, we didn't, because we didn't care. I think if we would have cared, they would have.
Okay, cool. So I'll just call them.
Okay. So that's good for National Voter Registration Day, unless anyone has any more discussion about that. Okay.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Who is tasked with actually delivering the applications to the voter registrar's office?
The staffers with the Secretary of State's office.
May I recommend that before that happens, and this is for the integrity of your own program, mm-hmm. that you actually count the applications that were filled out. And why? Because these are our students, right?
Yeah.
And that way you can also report on the number of people you registered to vote. But anytime you do that, you invite somebody here to register students to vote, you should always find out when they're going to be delivered and to get a count to make sure that our students' voice, that they're being registered.
Okay. So the sheriff candidate forum, I have some people that we should reach out to get speakers. So if everyone could just say, yeah, I'll reach out to them for the ones that I... So there's...
How many are there? Sorry. How many are there that you're going to be naming?
Oh, there's only like four.
Oh. Okay.
So just if someone could take reaching out to us. No, there's not a bunch. Okay, so Nevada Cares. Thank you. Oh, yes, Assistant Director Commentary.
Do you want to just, I can do all of them if you want.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, I'll just say what they are in case anyone has like a discussion about it. So we're going to reach out to Nevada Student Power, to Nevada Cares, to the Reno Justice Coalition, and to Pathways to Independence. Does anyone have any discussion about those? Okay. So I also have some dates for the other candidate forums that we have because I got some people to finally respond. So on October 9th is going to be the mayors and the county commissioners and Senate District 13. And then that's the only one that we have. But yes, policy director.
That was October 9th.
Yeah, and I'll of course talk to you about it.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Policy director. So, for mayors, is that just for Reno?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that's it for my report. And then I just wanted to... we have a vote on t-shirts, so I just want to advise everyone to look very closely at that proposal and to have a discussion about it. Because it's important to look at it. So, moving into agenda item 8, new business. National Voter Registration Day. Okay, I'm seeking a motion to approve the National Voter Registration Day Rock the Vote t-shirts budget proposal. Projects Coordinator Manfredi?
I motion to approve the National Voter Registration Day Rock the Vote t-shirt budget proposal.
Is there a second?
A second.
And then moving into discussion? Okay, and now discussion. I'll go over what it is. So it's 30 shirts and the amount of each size is there, but it's through the Nevada Wolf Shop, and it's the Rock the Vote t-shirts for voter registration day. The other ones we're supposed to be handing out as a prize at the cornhole games near the quad, but it's pretty costly for 30 shirts. So if there's any discussion about that, policy analyst Phil Churchill.
Would it be cheaper if we ordered more, like if we did it in a bigger bulk? I don't know if that would make a difference, but like usually,
yeah.
Because if they're 10 for t-shirt, I feel like if you order more, we could maybe get it cheaper for that. Mm-hmm. If not, I think 300 is kind of a lot, but seeing as we do need something, like if that's our option, then like we should go for it. But I think we should check on the bulk item.
Okay. Thank you. Projects Director Wolfram?
For such a big event, if this is like almost all that we're spending, then I really don't see it as that big a deal. I think $300 is fine. And I think 30 shirts is a good amount.
So, as of now, we're also spending, of course, like the posters and maps that we do don't come out of our budget, but they do come out of student fees from Inkblot. The tree we'd have to still buy. We have to buy little ornaments to put on the tree and the skeleton. We have to find a skeleton or buy a skeleton. We need to print in color candidate faces and names and positions. And yeah, that's what I'm seeing right now for cost. So this would not be the only cost for National Day Registration Day. Is there any more discussion? Yes.
Real quick, with respect to the other costs, will we be having a special meeting, or are we just going to vote on those costs on the 18th? Or have we already voted on them?
Oh, well, we still have a meeting for next week, and cool. We can still... Yeah, we have to agendize that, but I'm just saying that will be agendized for next week.
Gotcha.
Those costs, too. Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. Is there any more discussion about this?
Do we have to vote on this now? Sorry.
No.
Okay.
You can move to table the motion until next week.
Yeah.
At that time, you can untable the motion and then add to it the expenses you have left.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably should put up another one of these budgets for the sake of the public so they can see the expenses.
Okay. So, does anyone is there a motion?
A motion?
Yeah.
To move the table to next week?
Okay, is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Director Bell. I'm going first. Okay, moving into the vote.
All those in favor of
tabling. All those in favor of tabling, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion carries. Okay, now we're going to review and discuss the following topics. The first one is policy chalkboards. So Joko and Marissa, did you all come up with any policy, or do you have a policy for next week that you want to share with us that we can talk about? Do you have any leads for next week? Assistant Director Clemendary?
Would it be okay if I explained what that was just for a lot of people that are new?
Yes.
Okay, so policy chalkboard is something that we do as a department. We take like a chalkboard or whiteboard somewhere on campus, and we'd write like an issue that we have or anything, like a controversial thing. It doesn't have to be controversial. We did one where we just wrote like, what are you passionate about? And then it's pretty easy. Students can just come and just write their answer to the question.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Policy Director Kalis?
Something that Marissa and I had voted around earlier was affordable housing. However, maybe another way we could do it is just, ask students what they're passionate about in general, without necessarily telling them, this is, the given topic of the day, if that makes sense.
Projects coordinator Freddie?
When we did the What Are You Passionate About board, it was okay, but I think directing it would be better.
Okay, gotcha.
It was a little too vague. I think
no,
if
that
you
makes
were,
sense. Yeah.
Because people were writing, memes, and that, that's
oh,
cool, and I love that, but, we need to center
no, that's
it.
Bad.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think centering
I gotcha.
Is a little better.
No, I understand. Sorry, I was unaware of that.
No, you're good.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
May I offer a suggestion?
Yeah.
We just finished conducting the second civic engagement, the second survey on attitudes and behaviors around civic engagement of our students. We got over 4,300 students to respond. What if we gave you a piece of the data and then you get students to respond to that?
That would actually be amazing. Thank you.
We've got stuff on food insecurity, on housing insecurity, on their behaviors around civic engagement, everything from protesting to social media to... You could put it up on the board and say, where are you on this or something. I mean, you do whatever you want with
that'd
it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
And this way you get to hone in, right? You hone in on a specific behavior or attitude or a fact. We were actually shocked at some of the 934 students responded that they were a combination of both housing and food insecure. And what was even more shocking was that many of them lived in the residence halls. So something's going on there.
Yeah, how would we go about getting that information?
You can get it from Amy.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
We're still sifting through all the data. We're having the Data Office of Student Persistence go through it. But I'm happy to pull out specific, tidbits of it, and then you all decide. And all I ask is that you credit the Office of Student Persistence Research and the Center for Student Engagement. But that, for us, too, would help us drive our own programs and services, what students are thinking around the issues.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so policy chalkboards are going to be Mondays and Tuesdays as of now. So that's something also the interns can... join us at, get to meet other students on campus. Also, I forget if I sent this in an email, but if everyone could send Nick their updated schedule and work and intern and all that, so that we can just double check the times we have for Monday and Tuesday, because I know there's some confusion with that. But yeah, the goal is to have everyone in the department table at least 1 hour a week. So if you could try, that'd be awesome. And the purpose of having it Monday and Tuesday is that county commission meetings are usually on Tuesdays, and city council and ASU and Senate are usually on Wednesdays. So having the time on Monday to talk about what would happen the Tuesday for county commission and Tuesday for city council and Senate is why we're doing Mondays and Tuesdays. And it'll probably change next semester because the legislature will throw everything up in the air. Is there anything else? So I'm focusing on county commission and city council, but is there other meetings? Should we put things out from Congress? What do you all want to do with that? Policy Director Kaylee?
I think in terms of... getting information about congressional bills to students, the ASUN legislative tracker is going to be the best way to go about that. Marissa and I were going over how often we wanted to update it. We were looking at updating it at least once a week, if not more, in case there happens to be a bill that we really want to put on there right at that moment. Mm-hmm. I actually have the access up right now, so that's I'm going to start updating that tonight, but it's hard to throw out a meeting because it's in DC. It's hard to get a list of each and every committee hearing that's
held.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't mean, well, maybe we wouldn't do, like, a committee hearing. I mean, maybe, are there a lot every week?
There are a lot every week.
Okay.
Like, with a bunch of different committees. Like, yeah. There's one education committee, but, like, if we're talking about affordable housing or health care or, like, finances, like, there are a bunch of different committees. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe we could have a section, like, we have the county commission and the city council and what's on the agenda, and then we could have a section of something, like, just one thing going through Congress that week
yeah.
to tell students about, and then also, like I mentioned in my presentation at retreat, like the bureaucratic departments, like U.S. Forest Service and like Bureau of Land Management, and looking into those and seeing if there's something that's happening there, that there's public comment through the website that we could do. So I also wanted to put that on your radar for, Policy Director Kim.
Yeah. Like, that's awesome. In fact, to expand on that, sometimes they, let's say the Bureau of Land Management or the Forest Service wants to, like, hold a hearing on public lands in Northern Nevada, like, they might, like, go to Carson City or wherever their, like, federal offices are here, and people can go in and actually testify.
Yeah.
That does happen once in a while, so,
So we should keep track. I neglected to put that on our what's on the agenda tabling plan. So, yeah, let's also look into that, those. Okay, so that also kind of talked about the what's on the agenda tabling, but to clarify, I know there's some confusion about what's on the agenda tabling. So that's like the event tabling name we did it today, and it was kind of all over the place, but you throw up what's on the agenda on a whiteboard, and then we have City Council, what's there, and then we had ASUN Senate and what was there. And then we had the plan is to have binder paper ready for people to quickly, like, write public comment that we could send in, and then also give them the location of the meeting, and then also if there's, like, a way to public comment through electronically, like submitting a Google form, we're also telling them about that, and then we're also passing out our flyers. That's the background. I know there's some confusion about what we were going to do, so if anyone has any, like, questions or doesn't like that idea or want any feedback for me, Assistant Director Commandery.
What were the issues today?
So today we had the City Council, and we put, what was it? Oh, so they're building they're passing an
ordinance.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was an ordinance or not. But they're trying to build a shelter village in coordination with Northern Nevada Hopes.
Gotcha.
On Sage Street. There were a number of agenda items that were for, like, building affordable housing.
Yeah.
So that was really cool to see.
Sorry, I meant, like, you said that there was, like, a mess. I'm just like, what were the
problems? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought you meant what was on the board.
But I'm really happy to know that, too.
So the whiteboard was, like, really messed up. No. It was falling apart. It blew over a couple times, and it broke altogether.
That's so government.
The plan is to buy a new whiteboard. So I'm probably going to attend Hives to get our own Ledge Affairs whiteboard, because that was the programming office. So we'll have our own Ledge Affairs whiteboard. And then there's also a chalkboard for the policy chalkboard, but that's too heavy, so I think we're also going to try to get a different chalkboard for policy, or just do whiteboards, policy, whiteboard.
I like keeping it to whiteboards, because chalk can be like, oh, go ahead.
No, you can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll see.
I have trouble with that. Like, I just, my mouth goes when it wants to, and that's terrible. I think chalk can get messy and, like, noisy, and, like, whiteboards are just very smooth. Mm-hmm. Smooth like democracy.
Okay. And so then we also, the other problem was, it was like a lot of information on this whiteboard, and people were looking at it, but we didn't really have a way to. We only had our flyers, and we didn't have like, come look at this board or something. But if we had the policy there also, we thought it would be a better way for people to just come up and see that and write really quick and then talk to them about the much longer spiel we had about all the meetings that were happening that week. So that was, but it was like, it was, you know, good. We did it. We learned what we needed to do for next time. And yeah. Okay. And then, so we'll talk about sponsored legislation a little bit. Since that's coming up, the deadline for, so everyone knows, is December 10th for bill draft requests. And I've got to meet with Sarah Peters on Friday, so I just wanted to give you guys, and Sarah Peters is the assemblywoman-elect for the university district. And she doesn't have anyone running against her in the general election, which is why we've already started talking to her about these things. So I just wanted to update you all about what she talked about. Her focus is a lot on, instead of just like our district, she's focusing on the state and then also the country and just like the world in general, which I thought was really interesting because normally people in the Nevada legislature are really like honed in on their universe, on their district, and there gets to be like fights within legislators and all of that. So that was cool, especially for our district, since we have people from like everywhere living here. I really appreciated that she was talking about that. She mentioned combating climate change with climate change mitigation and climate change adaptation. She's an environmental engineer, so she has like a lot of background on all of this. And then she also talked about doing housing for seniors, and then she mentioned that we could make that into housing for students and seniors with something like a fixed income, something like that. So I think that might be one of the bill draft requests that we'll try to work on her with, is for housing, which is awesome. That was one of our goals. Need a much more. Yeah, she had a lot of bill draft request ideas. She had 14 and she only gets 5 or 6. So I thought, since she's a freshman legislator, that she should have her bill draft request, and we don't want to make her not choose one and like do one of ours. So my idea is to tag on to her with her ideas, since they're very closely aligned with ours, and then try to find another sponsor for any legislation ideas we have, like the primary reform idea that we have. So that's it for Assemblywoman-elect Peters. I don't know, has anyone looked into what legislation we want to get sponsored? Do you have any discussion about what we want to do? Do you know what I mean when I say getting legislation sponsored? Yeah. Okay. So no ideas right now, but if you do in the future, start to think about it, because it's coming up pretty fast, and we want to start writing it and figuring out who are. And I know that that's been neglected because of all the projects we have going on. So
these are the BDRs. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the each, I think senators get 10 and assembly members get 5, and then those who are newly elected get 1 more, so 6.
Yeah.
And then also the governor gets some, the secretary of state, a bunch of committees, which I don't know if I briefed you all yet, but the committee to conduct a study on the cost and affordability of higher education submitted 4 bill draft requests a couple, like 3 days ago. One was on changing the Silver State Grant opportunity to include university students. It previously only included community college students. And then one changes the requirements for the Governor Gwynn Millennium Scholarship, which all Nevada high school students get if they go to a college in Nevada, to raise the GPA from 2.6 to 2.75, but then it changes the strike policy that if you don't get that GPA, in the past it used to be that you didn't get the funding for the next semester, but now it allows you to get lower. You get two tries to bump up your GPA back to the 2.75 before you're cut off from funding. So the argument there was that it affects low-income students more because they're not able to fund their education without that scholarship if they don't get the money the next semester, and then they're not able to go to school anymore. So, yes. And then there was also another one, but it relates to faculty compensation, raising their pay. So we can talk about that more when the bill is drafted, whether or not we're going to support that. And the Senate, it really does come down to what the Senate sends to us and what they vote on, what resolutions they come up with. So, yeah, that's it for the new business. Okay. Unless, is there any discussion on that? Okay. Moving into agenda item 9, remarks. Is there any remarks from anyone? Okay. Agenda item 10, staff reports. No. Moving in.
I've got something I'd like to share, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been working on this initiative for about 9 months now. We're still struggling what to call it, whether deliberative engagement or deliberative conversations. But last semester, we got Aaron Pager from Baylor University to come in, train 20 facilitators, and we had a public deliberation on the issue of immigration. We had about 50 students that showed up, and I have to tell you, the qualitative feedback was actually pretty amazing, in particular from young white males. What they were telling us was, you know, I've always wanted to engage in this discussion. No one's ever invited me into a discussion, or no one believes I have anything to add to the discussion. The premise of public deliberation is that you come together in a group of 10 students with a facilitator, faculty or staff, it doesn't matter. And the goal is to tackle what we're calling wicked problems. Parking is not a wicked problem. Mm-hmm. Parking has a technical solution. Immigration, food insecurity, mental health issues in this country, those are wicked problems. What that means is that mostly when people come together to solve that problem, they approach it from their values, right, and from their cultural perspective, which automatically puts us at odds with each other. So the value in a public deliberation is that you facilitate the discussion. The first discussion we're going to have is on mental health issues. But you have a platform that you work from with four options. And then first you come at it from a personal perspective. So then what's your name?
Bianca.
Bianca, I get to hear how mental health issues impacts you directly, right? But then we take it to the next level. How is it impacting the community? And then we go over the four options of how to solve mental health issues in the country. One, it brings it back to a relational dialogue, right? I can no longer ignore you just because I don't appreciate either your values or the cultural perspective from which you're coming from. Long story short, we partnered up with the Communications Studies Department. And right now, Dr. Amy Payson has a class of 30 students of senior and master's level students that are actually being trained in the process of public deliberation. Come October 2nd, yes, it's October 2nd, the evening of October 2nd, 6 p.m., in the Glick Ballroom C, we're bringing together up to 200 students in circles of 10 students with a facilitator. And each one of those groups is going to break down the issue of mental health. So that's our first deliberation. The second one happens October 30th at 6 p.m. And that the focus on that is going to be safety and justice. Part of it, you know, police action. The other part, gun safety. So I would really like it if, as an entity in ASUN, I think all of you would bring a lot of valuable insight to the table to these discussions. So, yeah.
Could you repeat the date for the mental health one?
October 2nd at 6 p.m. in the JCSU ballroom.
Thank you.
And just organically, I have to tell you, I went to Centerfest and I was going from table to table talking to every club. I came across a young man named Rays. He and his friends have started a club called Nevada Table Talk. Are you familiar with this? How cool is that?
So awesome.
And he's like, yeah, we just want to talk to people that are different than us about problems that exist. And I was like, dude, we got to talk. Big time. And when I told him about this, he said, you know, we've been... Well, all I can tell you is that it's happening in a pedagogical sense, right? We're working with academicians, but it's also happening very organically. I think your generation should be pretty tired of the BS by now, mm-hmm. right? So...
Thank you. Okay, moving into agenda item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 12, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 7:34 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm sorry if I sounded a bit harsh.
Here's your thing, Patty. Sorry.
I feel bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Okay.
No.
Those things are cool.
Hey, Katie, I added to that like tentative calendar we had for all the candidate forums. I added some dates, and there's only four of the like forums left. So I think it would be four good ones to pursue. So if you want to look at that and tell me what you think of those dates and everything, I added the ballot edition on there too.
Okay, so what's that one? Thank you. Yeah, I love it so much too. Cause like when I go and like walk into like the restroom, yeah. I'll just like,
I know because like, I don't know. I want like a nice one. I need this one. You know.
Those work though. I mean, yeah. As long as it does its job, but I feel like it's so inside, but now I got you.
But like, I want a card with like a scheme. Like, you and I give them out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
I just use it so much.
That was our sneak master.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you for coming.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
I sent the minutes back to you, Kate.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. It was so good seeing you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, friends.
I was asking, like, what are the people I'm